sensual experience. You know, this kind of like a huge wave, kind of a huge overwhelming in a way, kind of a huge breeze of sensual experience in your life. That kind of sensual experience that you can feel throughout your entire body, it quiets the mind, and the mind feels like it's in harmony. That true swell of sensual experience, I would venture to say that either it's been quite a while or not often enough. There's sometimes even a guilt about having this because, well, you have to be configured. I like that word. You have to be configured. But a huge sensual experience that comes over you, and it could be sexual, yes. I guess one could ask, I could ask, when is the last time any of you had a really good physical orgasm? Okay, stop the music, turn off the lights, and let's talk about this. Kidding. Okay. And before that, my friend? And before that? She's smiling. She's smiling. Good. Good on you. Good on you. Not often enough, I would say, whether it was last night or whatever, not often enough. And to continue with that line of questioning, when's the last time you had a good mental orgasm? Wait, you're just finding out now you can have a mental orgasm? How come nobody told you about this? What? Yeah, mental orgasm. It's not when you put everything together and make sense out of everything. It's when it doesn't matter. That's a good mental, sensual orgasm. Feeling so comfortable that you could say, it doesn't matter. I don't need to keep configuring. I can let it go. Realize what a relief that is for your mind. A poor mind. When you say, I don't have to figure all this out. I never will. It's not written into the agreement. It's not part of the contract. I don't have to figure it out. And it's never going to be logical. It will never make sense. Ever, ever. Masters have all discovered that. Oh, they've worked so hard at philosophers. Trying to make sense out of the thing. And it doesn't. And when you can and that, and's going to become a verb here, when you can and that, it doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't even matter. When you start to get mind orgasms, orgasm is a release from configuration. Release from the norm. Sometimes it's so powerful because things have been pent up inside. The release is huge, huge, to use Linda's word. When's the last time you had an orgasm of the spirit? To watch your minds as you play with that one. How does a spirit have an orgasm? It's kind of like Spock. So internal that you can hardly tell, but something big is happening on the inside. Orgasm of the spirit, the release, the unconfiguring of the spirit. releasing all that religious belief and even spiritual belief, because they're truly the constipation of spirit, religions and philosophies, beliefs. When's the last time you had a spiritual orgasm? Maybe you had a few experiences along the way with some realizations, insights, some of those ah moments, you know, but not enough. It should be all the time. Physical, mental, spiritual, orgasm of the body of consciousness, meaning the complete releasing, opening, freeing, joy pouring out. When's the last time you had one of those big sensual waves of just knowingness? Not mental, not trying to figure it out, but just allowing the knowingness to the point where it nearly knocked you off your feet. Not often enough. You deserve it. When was the last time you had that overwhelming wave, a beautiful wave of wisdom, sensual wisdom, where it's a feeling and nothing more, not words, not how smart am I, but a wave of wisdom, the sensual feeling, I know that I know. I don't know how the hell I know, or doesn't really matter. I don't even have to try to know. But you know, these things, my dear friends, these things should be commonplace all the time, not once in a while, not an or physical orgasm once every 3 years. Not a wondering what a mental orgasm is or a spiritual orgasm. These should be all the time. I know you can feel it. I know you desire it. Can you allow it? It has nothing to do with, well, I'm too busy or I'm taking care of others. No, those are excuses. It's macchio. All excuses for not giving yourself something I think you deserve. It's not wisdom, it's wisdom, it's not thinking, it's allowing the sensual in your body, not confining it or limiting it. It's a sensual wave of allowing rather than restricting and judging. A sensual wave of you. Sensual and essential. When's the last time you had one of these overwhelming waves that came into your body, into your thoughts, into your dreams, into your heart? This is what should be natural. This is what should be flowing. And this is what you can allow. Sensuality is meaning awareness at every level. I talk about consciousness. Consciousness is awareness, but sensuality is when that awareness is, you could say, applied and experienced. sensuality is, that's when consciousness is really experienced. You can't make this sensual orgasm. You can't demand it, make it that it's here. You can allow it. You can't force yourself through thoughts to have it. But you can open up and allow it, receive it. So let's do that right now. We're not trying to configure sensuality here, just allowing it. Take a good deep breath. As the music plays, free yourself. You communicating with you without words, just with that sensuality. I told you before that in consciousness, where we're going, it's also about communicating. I told you that we're communicating, I'm talking to you, dear Linda Visa's talking. Heart, you're not communicating through the beautiful resonance of music, but can you hear that real communication? I'm not talking about from your head thoughts to you, but from you to you. That's sensual. That is very sensual. Listen. Listen to that sensual expression taking place in you at every level. In the end, good deep breath. How long has it been since you had that deeply, deeply personal wave of inner sensual experience? In the body, in the mind, in the spirit, in the I am. Probably too long. When I asked you earlier what it's been like for the last 2 months this year, I'd venture to say that probably maybe kind of like the last year or 5 years in a way, just not enough. That true sensuality, feeling, awareness in the intimate levels, creativity, wisdom, I am-ness. Let's take a good deep breath. What a day it's been. What a day it's been. Very special thanks to Master G and to Inat. So the question at the end of this day, that you're probably asking, so I'll answer, probably saying, what does it look like when Adamus makes love? With that, my dear friends, remember, all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Blessings to all of you.